Okay, today's daf is Tmura Daf Vav. Tmura Daf Vav, Ian Shear last night, Daf be Ian Shear, relating to the alumnus behind the mitzvah of Hafrashas, Trumas, or Maestras, and the Shem Tevel, when the Shem Tevel starts, and how the Hafrasha relates to the Shem Tevel, relating to Gemaras that we had on yesterday's daf, Hafrashas, Trumas, or Maestras, Vechulu. Feel free to listen to that. Hopefully it's up on OU.org. Feel free. But we continue now with Daf Hey Amabez. We are in the sugya of Machlokas Abaya and Rava, Iavid Mahani, Iavid Lo Mahani. And we are in the next, up to the next context of Vahari Hikdish. Six lines up from the bottom on Daf Hey Amabez. Just one ha'ara, though, on the last point that we made. And that is, we asked, I Amana Le Kohen Gadol, we know the marriage works. If a Kohen Gadol tries to marry an Amana, right, because the Pasuk says only Chalalim are created and not Mamzerim. So that shows that there is Tfisas Kiddushin, because Mamzerim are a reflection of a lack of Tfisas Kiddushin. So why there do we say that it works as a Kasha on Rava, who says Lo Mahani? So Gemara answered again a special Gzeres HaKasif when it comes to that case. But just to see inside that point that I mentioned yesterday, that connection, five lines from the bottom in Rashi, Rashi says, Demashma chalalim hu oseh, ve'eno oseh mamzerim, alma tafsi kiddushin. There is a relationship between the issue of mamzeris and the issue of itvisas kiddushin. This is a major sugya in Maseches Yevamos, where there's a machlokas tanoim there, really what creates mamzeris. This is what we hold. We hold the lack of tvisas kiddushin. Others hold that no, even if by Chayvei Lavin, Rabbi Akiva, even by Chayvei Lavin, there is mamzeris able to be created. But this is what we hold. A lack of tvisas kiddushin equals mamzeris. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aretz, we're going to have a couple of Rabbi Chanan's Be'ez Hashem today. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aretz in Simen Lamed Hey Os Aleph, he picks up on this Rashi, and he says, or this issue that Rashi quotes, Bahadam Amzeiris Tali B'Tfisas Kiddushin, Yesh Lafarish, Diminias HaKiddushin, Hi HaSiba HaGoremes L'Mamzeiris. One might explain that the lack of Kiddushin is what causes the status of Mamzeiris. Number one, O Efshar De'Eino Elasimin. Or, as what we would call, not a Siba, but a Siman. Dehecha dolotafsi, but Kiddushin. Mipreshi hi erva. Hachanami avlan mams, mipreshi hi erva. Or, the root mechayiv, the root cause, is the status of erva. And that has two ramifications. A lack of tfisas kiddushin and mamzeris. But it's not that a lack of tfisa causes mamzeris. V'osa hasiba ba'atzma should goremes to tafsi ba'kiddushin goremes gamkin she'evlan mamzer. And the same reason why there's no tfisas kiddushin is the same reason why there is mamzeris. That is the question that is dealt with. Do we say, again, that lack of tfisas kiddushin causes mamzeris, or they're both caused by a status of erva? Says Rabbi Chanan, v'yesh lahavi raya, mehad deparach v'tmura heyam ebeiz. I'll bring a raya from our Gemara. Why, gami amana l'kohen gadol, neima i'avid lo mahani. The Gemara says, why don't you say the marriage doesn't work? U'mishani galikra deinos mamzeris. And the Gemara answers that, no, that's different because there's no mamzeris. Meaning, v'hainu, di lotavsi ba'kiddushin, mishem yavel mahani yavlan mamzer. Because if you say there would not be tfisas kiddushin, so then the vlad would be a mamzer. So what do you, ulapirish rishon, asi shapir? So this fits in very well to the first pshat. Tekiva di yavel lo mahani, v'lotavsi kiddushin avlan mamzer. That's exactly what the Gemara seems to be saying. The Gemara says, the Gemara is interested in the issue of whether it works or not, and the Gemara links that to the pasuk that says mamzeris or not. So it sounds like it's a direct connection. Aval apir sheni kasha, but according to the second pshat, says Rabbi Chanan, it's more difficult. To ha'iyavel lo mahani, eino din miyuchad b'kiddushin ela b'chala Torah, ve'eino shayach lo mamzeris. Therefore, it's a little more difficult to put it in. But then he says maybe this is gufa the machlokas and yivamis b'mehei. Machlokas there, if a goy haba abas Yisrael, whether the vlad is a mamzer or not. So there you have a lack of tfisas kiddushin, but if there's no arayas, it's not an erva in the normal sense. And there are two dayas there in the Gemara, different gersos and different dayas, and the Rashba there discusses it, but that's an example. That if you say mamzeris, says the Rashba there, to be zemuchat, you know, mitamiser erva, el de labini kiddushin inu. Umandam Havlan Mamzer is fairly to become Mako, given the Tafsi Ba Kiddushin, Me'ezah Tam Shayyah, Havlan Mamzer. So that issue is a nafkamina, according to these two understandings, whether there is a direct correlation, or there is just, they're side by side, but they're both functions of a status of Erevos, that of our Arayos. Okay, that relates to the Rashi at the end of yesterday's shiur. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention that I think a number of people sent me emails about the stira in Rashi's that we had a couple of days ago between Rashi Mishpatim and Rashi here in Temura. I didn't see any answers. A couple of pointed out the stira, the Torah Tamima, right here on our pasuk in last week's parsha, points out the problem, and he says Ubunogea Lakushya Sam Al Rashi, and he says you want the problem with the da to pierce Rashi by the exact cause of any odeya umikan raya l'mashikasav hamevakrim. So raya to what the mevakrim say to hapirish l'tmura hamiuchas l'Rashi eino lo shahare b'tmura pirish alashon dema kemivur. He says maybe this points to what we said, possibly that Rashi Tzibur is not Rashi. Again, we'd rather not say that unless we have 25 other Rayas as well. But the Torah Tzibur says that's always an easy answer. But either way, so others say that maybe Rashi was closer, Bo. He found out later in life he was more comfortable with that answer. Either way, that is the stira, the ha'ara that we had a couple of days ago on Sunday. Okay, says the Gemara now. Vaharei hikdish ba'ali mumin lamizbeach. Next avera under discussion. If somebody is makdish a ba'al mum lamizbeach, that itself is a separate isur da'araisa. Derachmana omar kol asher bo mum lo sakrivu. Any animal that has a mum, you cannot bring close to the mizbeach. Lo sakrivu. And that is understood as not only being makriv, but even just sanct being makdish. Vitnan. But really, this is a detanya. If you look in the Hashmatas, in the Shema Kubatas in the back, he points out this is not a Mishnah anywhere. He says it's not a Mishnah, and therefore it has to be a detanya. Right, he points out in the back on our daf. Vitanya, makdish bali mum lagabe mizbeach, afagav shihu below sase, masha asa asui. You get an avera, but What you did, and it has an effect. So the Gemara says, Tziuf to the Rava, isn't this a kashad Rava? Because Rava says, Masha ba'yav lo mahani, and here, you are Makdish, so it has Kedusha. You should say, what do you mean? You're not allowed to do that, and it's not Kadosh. But no, it is. So Amalecha Rava, again, Shiny Hasam, special Pasuk, the Omar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Kilo l'ratzon. See, the Bach changes it a little bit. Kilo l'ratzon. Ritsuihu dolo miratze, hamikdash kachi. Either the Pasuk says, it will not act as a kapara, act as an appeasement. So, a kapara it won't function as, but it is kadosh. So again, a special Pasuk that we have relating to the hakdasha of a Baal Mum, and that's why Rebbe would agree in our case. Ule Abaya, and according to Abaya, what does he need this diak for? Right, he would know anyway that Yavin Mahani. So Ilo de Amar Rachvana Ulaneda Lo Yiratze, without our Pasik, Hava Amina Kaover Mitzvah Vikasher. I would have thought that once you violated, what's finished is finished, and therefore it's kasher to be makrivit. Kamash Malan, no. Even though you achieved Kedusha by being Makdish, this Baal Mum, still one is allowed to be Makdish even after it is Kadosh. We take that Havamina seriously. Think of it, that's an unbelievable Havamina. You would have had a Havamina that once you're Makdish a Baal Mum, fine, you did the Avera, but now that it's Kadosh, you're Makriv a Baal Mum? Kamash Malan? That's what the Gemara seems to say. The Sfasemis can't handle that. Sfasemis says it can't be, that's the Havamina. It must be that once you are Makrivit, so then you're allowed to eat it. Right? That you can't say once you're Makdish it, you're able to be Makrivit. That's impossible. So Sfasema says, Venira Lafari, he says, Visit Tamua, Doxilo Sakrivu. Venira Lafari, so he's bothered by the Pasuk, not just by the Svar. Venira Lafari, the Havamina, Behikrivu, but the Evet, Kashu Lechalabasar. Right, that's what you have to say. It's one step further in the process that we are talking about. But if it was earlier, no. There's no Havamina that you'd be able to be Makrivit once you are Makdashit. That is being Makriv a Baal Mum. Now we have a similar but opposite case. Vaharei makdish tvim in lebedek abayis. There's an iser to be makdish a baal mum lamizbeach, and there's also an iser to be makdish a tamim la bedek abayis, because they're both not serving their function. Vaharei makdish tvim in lebedek abayis to amar achmana. I take a perfect animal that should be able to be hooker on the mizbeach, but instead I am makdish it for temple upkeep. Da Amar Rachmana Nidava Ta'aseh Oto. The Gemara says, the Torah says, Nidava. You should make it a Nidava. Zekad Shebeda Kabayis. This is what it's referring to, meaning this is Oso. That pasuk is by Balmum. That a Balmum, you should make Nidava for Bedek Abayis. Zekad Shebedek Abayis. Vitznan Hamakashmum Tmimin LeBedek Abayis. Ava Bishu Belosase. Masha Asa Asi Tiyufta the Rava. Again, Akasha and Rava. So how do right? You violated the Isser. This is an Isser Asay. Nedava Taseh Oso, but it still works. So Amalecha Rava Mimakum Shenis Rabu Bali Mumin Lagabim Mizbeach Nisrabu Tmimin Lebedek Abayis. Same pasuk that says that it's not good Laritzui, but it works. So here too, it works because we have comparisons between Balmum Lamizbeach and Tamimim Le Bedek Abayis. There are parallels. Rashi quotes later on Daf Daf Zayin that we're going to have these comparisons on tomorrow's Daf. But this is the source that Rava says, same source, because they're both the same problem. They're both not serving the function that they could serve. They could serve a function in Hekdesh, but they're not, because you designated them as the wrong type. So that is the case that b'di'eved, they're both okay, learned that from the same pasuk. Good. Vaharei, as we said, we're all over Shas, these two blot. Vaharei, gezel derachmana amar lo sigzo. The Torah tells us one is not allowed to steal. Gezel, vitznan, and the Mishnah says, the beginning of the ninth parak in Baba Kama. Hagozel eitz, in vasan kelim. Tzemer, vaasan, begadim. If the somebody steals wood and made it into kelim. Tzemer, vaasan, begadim. And tzemer, wool, and made it into begadim. Mishalim, kishas hagzela. He pays kishas hagzela. Tziyufta derava. So you see, even after he was mishane, shinui kone. The shinui works. Isn't that a tziyufta on Rava, who says that he ovid lo mahani. So it shouldn't work. Answers the Gemara. Shini kone is different. Again, a special pasuk. Amar lecha Rava shiny hasam da amar krasher gazal kima shegazal or kein shegazal. That case is different because you go by what it is. You have to return it. Asher gazal, exactly what it is, and this is not kein shegazal, and therefore we say that it does not have a chiyuv hashava, and you're not allowed to use it. Again, a special pasuk that is alluded to. Okay. Okay, related to this discussion of Shinui Kone, again, there is a major issues that are brought up. First, we'll do a small point, and then we will expand on it. And that is, what do you see from this Gemara? The Gemara is saying that when I'm Mishane, we possibly should say Lo Mahani, that the Shinui didn't work, and you still have to return it. Kamash Malah, no, it's based on the Pasuk. Says the Nesivus. You know what you see from here? That when you're mishana an item that you stole, that is a furthering maisa gezela. Because after all, you might say, what do you mean? What you stole when you stole it, and now you're just changing the item. The fact that the Gemara is relating lo mahani to the shinui means that what you're doing is a furthering of the gezela. Says the, and he brings this as a raya. Vehine, says the Nesivus, a simon lama dalid, avagav din no delid dvarav bahagba sheni, lo nasa sheni gazlan, mikomakom, im abez asa shinui, vade dahavi gazlan, kivan dalit shal yidei shinui. What is the definition of a maisa gezela? Distancing it from the reshus of the original owner. So if I'm mishana and there's no longer a chiyuv hashava, so then I'm distancing it. He's arguing on the ksos, who says there, it's simon lama dalet, that the definition of a maisa gzeila is hotsa'a mirishus bailim. So if you didn't take it, hotsa'a mirishus bailim, so then that can't be a maisa gzeila. There are other gemaras that relate to this, but then the Nesiva says no. Any type of furthering away. And the raya is from our gemara in Tmura daf dalet. That's what he says, because, right, or else the gemara doesn't, how does the gemara work? That is what the Nesiva says. One, what's the other way that you can understand this? So, Abachanan, this is Kovetz Aris number two of the day. Kovetz Aris number two, this is a good day here in Maseches Temura. Kovetz Aris says in Simen Ayin Dalid Sif Beis, says Abachanan, after asking a couple of questions, this has to be read along with the Kovetz Aris we mentioned yesterday, I think, Simen Ayin Vav. So he says that V'hadapar pe'gemara, gabi shini d'gzela, the fact that the Gemara asked by shinui, after hasam, ha'isr hu ala ma'isa gzela greda, isn't the isr, the act of stealing that you did earlier, taha, after all. How do you know that the isr is the act? To ha over below sigzol gamal gzeles karka to lo kana bashum kinyan. You see, says Rabbi Chanan, even without a kinyan gzela, you violate the isser. He assumes, like there were some like Rishonim, there's an isser of those sigzol even by gzeles karka, even though we say karka ain't an gzeles. There's still an isser there. Tsarech lomar. So how do you read our Gemara then? You already stole it earlier. Now what are you doing? You are giving yourself a kinyan now. So that's usser. Says Rabbi Chanan, it must be similar to what the Nesiva says, but he has just a slightly different formulation. The bezeh shekana kinyane gzela, zegufa have gzela no sefes. V'yish iser nosaf b'metaltol in yoser migzela's karka. V'yala iser anosaf azehu deparak nema i'avid lomahani. Our Gemara is saying that there are many elements we've discussed in the past by gzela. There's a maisa gzela, there's an iser gzela, there's kinyane gzela. There's the chiyav hashava. So four different elements of the Maisa Gzela, and not every Gzela has all of them. By Karka, there's no Kinyani Gzela. There might not be a Maisa Gzela. There could be an Isser Gzela. There could be a Chiyav Hashava for you to get off the land. Right? So there are, what about Avadim? Right? They have to ask all of these by Hasagas Gvul. Which one do you have there? So Rabbi Chanan says, every Kinyan Gzela is another Isser Gzela. That's his Chiddush. And that's what the Gemara is saying. You violated the Isser Gzela. But this Kinyan Gzela now is another Isser Gzela. And maybe you could say it's like the Desfar is what the Nesiva said, because it's further distancing it, once you're Kona it more, it's further distancing it from the Rishus of the owner. Okay, that's the Nesiva, and that's Rabbi Chanan. This is part of the larger, this was the other option of the Ian Shear, which I did not give last night. This one, I gave the different one. But the other option of the topic, maybe next week, will be Shinui Kona. That is, there's a big discussion in the Achronim. How do we view this concept of the Shinui is Kona, right? I change the item, therefore I'm Kona it. What does that mean? Does that mean really Kona? Like we take the words literally? Kona, just like there are many Kinyanim. There's a Kinyan Hagba, and a Kinyan Mashiach, and a Kinyan Chazaka, and a Kinyan Shinui. I'm Mishana an item, I'm Kona it at that moment. That's what the Gemara sounds like. Or do I say no? When many Achronim say, Shinui Kona doesn't mean Shinui is Kona. What it means is, Shinui allows the Kinyan to take place. But Shinui is not the Kinyan. Shinui removes the Chiyav Hashava of the item, and Memela, the Kinyan that have already been put into place, are allowed to be Chal. That's very different. The Chiyav Hashava, according to approach 2, is holding back full Kinyanim of the Goslin, and meaning, when did the Kinyanim take place? Right when I took the item. That's when there are kinyanim. After all, I'm chayv an onsin from then. Why am I chayv an onsin? That's usually a reflection of bailus. So really, I own it in a certain sense, but I'm not allowed to keep it because there's a chovas hashava. The second that I'm mishana the item, so that knocks out the chiyav hashava, and memela kinyanim kick in. But the kinyanim from beforehand, it's not that the shinui is the kinyan. The shinui removes the obstacles for the kinyan. So that is a totally different understanding. There are various nafkaminas to that. What happens if the animal appreciates between the gzela and the shinui? Right? Whose animal is it up until that time? That's a machlokas rishonim, the beginning of the ninth parak in Baba Kama. So again, if you say it's the shinui, is the kinyan, so then up until that point it belongs to the nigzal. And the gazel would have to pay back for the interim if it appreciated. Mashenkein, if the kinyan is immediate, but it's just that the shinui removes the chovas hashava, so that maybe the goslin does not. It was the goslins this whole time, and therefore he wouldn't have to give back the appreciation. Okay, but that is a big discussion in the world of gazela and in the world of iavid lomahani. The fact that the Gemara relates that the sugya to shinui kona is very significant. Okay, we continue. Ula Abaya, back to the Gemara, and Abaya who says iavid mahani. So he does not need this pasuk. So hi, Asher Gazal, what does he use that for? Miboilei al gzelo shalom mosav chomesh al gzelo shalom aveno mosav chomesh. Only on somebody's own gzela, he is mosav chomesh. In the case of asham gzelos, that's the case. Usually, when you steal, you don't have to be mosav chomesh, right? There's only kefel by geneva. There's no chomesh by gzela, except where I swore that I did not steal it, and I don't have something of yours, and I end up having it. So then I'm osef chomesh, but only on my own, but not if I swear about my father's item. Even if I swear about my father's item, so that is not chayiv chomesh. And that's what we learn from Asher Gazal, that he stole, not that his father stole. Next, Hare Mashkon. What about the Isser D'Araisa of taking a borrower's Mashkon? D'Rachmana Amar, the Torah tells us, Lo Sava El Beso La'avot Avoto. You know how to go to his house. You can't go into the Ani's house to take a collateral from him, to take a Mashkon. V'tanan. And we learned in Baba Metzia, where this sugi is discussed, Machzer Zakar Balayla V'samachrin Shabayom. If you took it, then you have to return the kalim that he needs in the proper time. If you took his pillow, you can hold his pillow the whole day. They have to return it before nighttime. If you took his plow, you can take his plow by nighttime, but you have to return it by daytime because he needs it. So what do you see from there? If you took it, you don't have to give it back totally right away. You're allowed to keep it. Tiyufta de Rava. Again, a Tiyufta on Rava who says, Lo Mahani, you should have to give it back totally right away. So Amalecha Rava, Shani Hasam, Damar Kra, Hashev Tashiv. No, again, a special pasuk, it says, Hashev Tashiv lo, the Bachi adds in, return it to him. So you have to return it to him, right? Each time you return it. Rashi says, right across from where we are, one line down, Mi ribuya dikra nafgalon. From the extra ribuya of the kra, we learn out, Demachzir kama pa'amim. You have to keep returning it. If it didn't work, and you have to return it once, then it's all finished. What would the pasuk be telling me? Hashev Tashiv afilu kama pa'amim. If you have to return it right away, it must be known that you're allowed to keep it. And then return it each time by day and by night. That's the limud. V'lomashkachos la'ela hachi tamachzer kliyo bayom kli laila balaila umehacha nafka dekani. That's what we know that he must have been kona it from. Ule abaya, and then abaya again says, what does he need this pasuk for? He doesn't need it. So he needs it for the following. Ilav da'amar rachmana hashef tashiv, if we wouldn't have that pasuk, hava amina isura avid iboy nedar iboy lo nedar. I would have said that fine, he violated and it's Mahani, and then he can keep it. He can keep it all the way until the person pays back the loan. Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, we say no. Even if he doesn't pay back, you can't take his life from him. You have to give back his essentials, and therefore give it back as he needs it. Period. Chaser Lishna Achrina. The Gemara says that we're missing the next lines. Rashi has a girsa here. We're not going to do it, but Rashi has a girsa of some lines that might have been in the Gemara. But we're going to continue. Says the Gemara, Vahare Peya Derachmana Amar Lo Sechala Pa'asodcha B'Kutzrecha. The mitzvah of Peya. We know, we discussed the mitzvah shir in Parsha Kedoshim. There are two mitzvahs Aseya Peya and the two mitzvahs Lo Aseya Peya. There's Peya of everything, and then there's Peya of grapes. And then there's Alos HaSeya Peya of everything, and there's Alos HaSeya Peya of grapes. Four mitzvahs of Peya are counted. Same thing as we saw with Leket. Grapes have their own mitzvahs. Own mitzvahs, the Aseys and the Alos HaSeys. So, says the Gemara, quoting the Pasuk, T'rachmana Amar Lo Sechala Pa'asot Chol B'Kutzrecha, one is not allowed to cut down Peya. Alright, it's one of the first mission of Peya. Elud Varim She'elam Shir. There is no shear daraisa for peya. So one is not allowed to cut down the field. They have to leave the corner of their field for the aniyim. Leave it. Right? There's a big discussion in the Mishnayos. Why do you have to leave the corner of your field? Why can't you just leave the middle of your field? Is it because of bitel aniyim? Is it because of gezel aniyim? It's for various reasons, but lamaisa we say one has to leave the corner of their field and the aniyim can't come take it. The mitzvah is a mitzvah asei b'shev al tase. Mitzvahs I say not to take. And then I violate the los I say if I do cut it. But the mitzvah I say is to do nothing. Vitnan, and the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Peya, mitzvahs Peya lahafresh benakama. The mitzvahs I say is to leave it from while it's still standing, not to cut it. Lo hifresh benakama, so yafresh ben haomrim. What if I did, if I cut it? Shogig or mazid. What if I cut it, and now it's in bundles, so I have to leave the bundles. Leave the bundles for the aniyim. Lo hifresh min ha'omrim. What if I didn't do it and I already put it into piles? Yafresh min ha'kri. I have to be mafresh it from the kri, from my silo. Ad shalom erchu. As long as meiruach wasn't done. Meruach is the smoothing out of the piles, the final stage of Gemar Malacha. That is when the Chiyuv of Shumas and Maisers kick in. That's what we discussed last night in the Ian Shear. Is that because it is only Tevel at this point? Or possibly the amazing Shita of the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos and Trumos, maybe it was Tevel even earlier. But the Isra of Tevel is only Achilas Keva, Daraisa. And there are abundant pattern there, Chilik, after that. But you can look back at, listen to that shiur about, maybe it is Tevel immediately, but it's Tevel that you're allowed to eat. But either way, the halacha is that once there's Gemar Malacha, then there's a Chiv of Shumas Amaisos. And therefore, Merechu, once I did Meruach, that I still have to give Peah, right? It's not Chotein Iskar, but you've got to take off Maisros first. Ma'asra Benotzin Lo, you don't want the Oni to have to take off Maisros. Why not? Why not? One of two reasons. Says the Shinimu Kubetzes, here in Simen Yud Gimel. If you look at Simen Yud Gimel, it says Ayin HaHashmatis. So you got to look at the back. So if you look in the back, the Shinimu Kubetzes quotes two different reasons. Number one, you could imagine what the reasons are. Number one, if the Oni takes Peah, and then he's got to take off Shumas and Maisros, that he's not getting as much as he should get. Number two, Michshol. You might take it without taking off Shumas and Maisros. So either way, for those two reasons, once the Chiyuv of Shumas and Maisros kick in, so then I have to take off the Peah or the I have to take off the Maisros myself. Yafrid, where are we? Merecho, Maaser v'nosin lo. Mishum Rabbi Yishma, but the Tanakhama stops there. Tanakhama says, once it's Bikri, that's the latest the Tanakhama talks about. Says the second opinion, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amru, Af Mafrish Min Ha'isa. Even if you've already made a dough with the grain that you should have left for Peah, even there you got to take off Peah. Tiyufta di Abaya. Tiyufta and Abaya. Abaya says, Mahani, if you violate an Isser. So here you violated the Isser. So when do you ever accomplish something? You never accomplish anything. Right? The mitzvah stays intact. You still have a chiyuv of Peah, it stays intact. So some Rashi seems to say that the question is from Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is the one that says, "Oh, the mitzvah always stays." So isn't that a raya that Abaya says it should be Yavin Mahani? So if it's Mahani, you should at least make the mitzvah disappear at some point. But the mitzvah never disappears. Others, Bali Tosfos, in the Tosfos Amar Abaya, he seems to say that maybe the mitzvah, the question is even on the Tanakhama. I mean, even the first time, you should have said that it disappeared, but it didn't. Either way, so says the Gemara, Amlech Abaya, Shaini Hasam. Again, special pasuk to Amar Kra, Tazov, Tazov, Yisera. An extra Tazov to teach me, even here, you have to give the Peah, even at a later stage. Virava Amalacha. Rava says, what does he do with that pasuk? Yesh Lecha Aziva Acheres Shekazu. There's another aziva that's like this one. Ve'ezel zeh hamafkir karmo. No, Tazov teaches me that if somebody is mafkir their karmen, usually hefker is pater, but not here. Titania, as the Brisa says, hamafkir karmo the hishkim l'shachar u'batzro. Hamafkir my karem. I go to sleep, and the next morning I go and I gather it and I harvest it. So I was just trying to do a trick. I wanted to be mafkirit to be pater from certain mitzvahs atulios ba'aretz. Because I know that their hefker is pater from those mitzvahs. So what if I was mafkirit? Then I myself went in the morning and took it back. Chayiv beperet uba'olos uba'shicha uba'peya. So the Torah says, tough luck. Eat these things that you try to get rid of, you don't get rid of. You're chayiv in all of these. Peret and ololos and shicha and peya. All of those. Shicha, by the way, could be the only mitzvah saseh that you can only do if you don't realize you're doing it. Right, other mitzvahs we say, okay, mitzvahs in Sirchas Kavana, maybe according to some Shitas, but this mitzvah is the only one that you could do by forgetting. By forgetting and then not going back. You might say, Lo Sasha Vakachta, but not going back. But you're Pater from Meiser. Meiser, though, is included even if you did this case where you were only a Mafkirit for a little bit, you're still going to be Pater from Meiser, based on a special pasuk. But for Peah, you're going to be Chayiv and Peah. That's the extra Tazov according to Rava, that even there you have to leave that for the Aniyim, period.
The fact that he does the Tzira show he's taking possession again?
Yes, the fact that he's doing the Tzira showing he's... Meiser. What?
Why is it Pesach Meiser?
Because it was Hefker. Hefker is part of a Meiser.
Taking possession again.
Say, but I think by Meiser is a special din. Especially if it was Hefker at any time, then, right, Rashi quotes, to be Meiser lo ksiv Tazov Yisebra, alu Rabuye hai Hefker, asa Tazov. As a special din by Meiser. At any stage in the process, if it was Hefker, then it would be Pater. The Brisker Rav here points out, though, that according to these last cases of Peah, the mitzvah of Peah could take on two different forms. The mitzvah's aziva of Peah And there's a mitzvah nesina of peah, depending on what stage you did it. The mitzvah ziva peah is the regular din, azov tazov. But so he says, nira chiluk din hafrasha min hakama, de'ina ela mitzvahs aziva, ve'ein kan din nesina, mashenkin v'din mafresh min ha'umrim. De'ika ba mitzvah shel nesina la'ani. Peah could be both. L'chadchila, peah is supposed to be a mitzvah v'aziva. As I said, you're leaving it. A mitzvah zaseh b'sheh v'altaseh. But in these last cases, the Brisker points out that there's a mitzvah nesina. And he says, it's meduig in the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Avar v'katzar es kol hasalda, no snow la'aniyim, she nesina so mitzvah zaseh. Says that's it turns into a mitzvah nesina once you took it, then you have to give it to the aniyim. V'chein b'leket kishe kotzer u'ma'aleim lo yilakeid hashibalim hanoflus b'shas hakatzir. You can't lift up the items that fell. El yanichem la'aniyim. But if avar v'likton afilu tachan v'alfa no sein la'aniyim. Nafkamina, what happens if my bundles, I don't give to the aniyim? Once I bundle it, there's a mitzvah nesina here. So I might violate, says the Brisker Rav, a big chiddush. If I already put it into bundles and then I leave it for the aniyim, I can violate the isadaraisa of peah. Because at that point, the mitzvah has switched to a mitzvah nesina. If you don't do anything, it's a mitzvah tazov, it's up to the ani. But once you did something, it turns into a mitzvah nesina. So then, Mamela, if you don't do the nesina, then you're violating. That's his chiddush. Im hifresh mina omrim v'lo nasa laniim. Im tikin alav d'meyachar sheish din nesinim kin lo tikin that farsha l'chud lo mahani. And he quotes other nafkaminas as well. That is the Gris. Says the Gemara. We've been waiting for this. Omele ravacha b'rei d'rav alo ravashi v'hashta d'shanin kola ni kohani shinuye kohani shinuye d'bay v'rav b'may pligi. So the past blot. Such a major machlokas that's discussed in Lumdis. Pages and volumes have been written on this machlokas. Is there any nafkamina? The nafkamina? Every case that we've said, we've quoted that each of them have a pasuk that tells me Xeris HaKasim. Is there any nafkamina between them? Says Tosfos. One second, I have a possibility. I have a possibility, bottom Tosfos. What if a person makes a shvua not to divorce his wife? He makes a shvua. He's never going to divorce his wife, and then he divorces his wife. So what do you say in that case? So, says Tosfos, maybe it's a machlokas. According to Abaya, Yavin Mahani, if you go against an Aveira, it works. So here, the Gerishin works. According to Rava, Lo Mahani, he made a Shvua. He gave you divorce his wife, so you should say Lo Mahani. Says Tosfos, an important Yesod, you got to figure out the Svara, but says Tosfos, this machlokas is only by Torah Isurim, not by personal Isurim. V'yeish lomar, says Tosfos, kivan she'eino iser kemo lo yucha l'shalcha, ela shu bada es ha'iser, b'ki agavna lo amar Rava de lo mahani. Rava only says lo mahani, the Torah has enough power to prevent what you're trying to do. But if you created your own iser, even through a shvua, which is a Torah mechanism obviously, that's not good enough. Rava would agree mahani in that case. And the Ksos picks up on this Tosfos, and the Ksos says, what is the Svara? Simon Reish Hei. Tosfos says, someone tells me if he adds anything, Deba Isser Shebada, Kosh Avar Shvua, so Suleka Isser Klau. If somebody violates their Shvua, so the Shvua disappears. It's not that the Shvua is an eternal din that will stay forever. He says, Benishmalach al kikar biyom ploni. Let's say I make a Shvua to eat a kikar on a certain day. And I didn't eat it that day. So the next day if I eat it, so then you're going to violate? No. The Shvua evaporates. V'davka gabi iser Torah nimshach ha-iser gam acharkach. V'tzarchu lahachzira. Aval gab da hagek kvar chayel. Aval gabi iser shebada kivam da al-karchach haget mahani. Su lo shayach baze yavar lo mahani shiitzarech lahachzira. U'bezeh medukta glashan ha-tosfos. Kivam she'ena iser kamo lo yuchal ha-shalcha. V'kam iser, he says the Tosfos compares it to that case because that's the most parallel case of Gerishin. If the Torah says you can't, the Gerish is not going to work, then you have to take her back. If you say the Gerish is not going to work, that's different. Right? So Bada Milibo is not going to work. Okay, so there's another possibility, but we're going to continue. Says the Gemara then. So what's the Nafgamina? So the Gemara says, but Ribis Ketsusa Kamiflagi. The Machlokes is about Ribis Ketsusa. That means Ribis Daraisa. Ribbis daraisa, ribbis that's set out from the beginning of a milveh. Ukeder belazar, damer belazar, ribbis kitzutza yotze bedayanim, set ribbis, you have to give back. He could be brought to court. Yotze b'dayanim. Avak ribis in a yotze b'dayanim. But avak ribis, the dust of ribis, ribis durabanan, ribis that comes through a mecher. What's the case? Rashi quotes the case. I sell you something and I say, if you pay me today, I'll give it to you for $1,000. But if you pay me in a month, 6 months from now, I'll give it to you for $1,200. That's ribis, avak ribis. It's ribis drabanan. It's not in a loan, but it's ribis drabanan. Because as if you're lending him that extra money. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, afilu ribis kitsutze in yotze b'dayanim. Rabbi Yochanan says, even real doraisa ribis cannot be taken out in court. So we say, hey, what's this machlokas about? Maybe this is according to Rabbi Yochanan who says you can't get it back. That's abaya. That's mahani. But according to Rabbi Lazar, did I just say it wrong? No. According to Rabbi Lazar who says you can't get it back, that's because lo mahani. Because the isra of ribis, right, it didn't, you're not allowed to keep it. So isn't that what the machlokas is about? What would be the svar for Rabbi Yochanan in a yotza? But lo mahani. But remember we said a couple of days ago that the shibud of ribis is different than all other shibudim. The shibud of ribis because the Torah says told you to return it. It's not like gezel or ona'a or any of those where you rip the guy off or you stole from him. Here he gave it willingly. Why is it usser? And also it's mutter for even a non-Jew. So why is it, why would it be able to be kept? It would because it's a different type of shibud. So Amar Leh, the Gemara says, no! Hazem besvar pligi. That issue is not based on Yon Mahani or Lo Mahani. Specific svara, Hasam Bisvara, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Hasam Bisvara Pligi, Hasam Bikroi Pligi. Over there, they're arguing about a svara that you could say it's Yavin Mahani or not? No. They're arguing about Psukim. Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, my time with Rabbi Yochanan, why does Rabbi Yochanan say that it's not Yotze B'dayanim, Amar Kra, B'neshech Nasachu, V'tarbis Lokach, V'chai Lo Yichya, Patek in Yecheskel, if you take ribis, you will not live. L'chayim Nitam V'lolihi Shavon. So we learn that your life is going to be taken. Maybe your financial life, but your life's going to be taken, and it's not to be returned. So it's based on a pasuk. Ravacha barada amar meacha, different pasuk. V'yareisa me'alokecha, ani Hashem. You should be scared of God about your punishment. L'mora nasati v'lo li'shavon. Again, I give it for mora. Rav amar meacha, third pasuk. Hato evos ha'ele asa mos yumas damav bo yihyeh. Behold it, that's talking about also the case in Yecheskel about that we quoted before, the pasuk before, it's a continuation. V'holi ben parit shofech dam. So we compare a malve beribis with a shofech dam. Hukshu malve beribis l'shofchei damim. Ha'shofchei damim lo nitzlu li'shavon. Ha'malve beribis lo nitzlu li'shavon. So you see, all of these three possibilities, that's the reason Rabbi Yochanan says it's not Yotzei. Not because i'avid mahani. From Rabbi Nachman bar Yisra by time of Rabbi Lazar. And the same thing, what does Rabbi Lazar say? Tamar kra, v'chei achi chi'imach. Your brother shall live with you. Ahadurle, return it to him, ki echid in nechi imach, so that he can live with you. But this machlokas isn't based on mahani or lo mahani, it's based on psukim. So we're back to the original question. Velabagamaika mifagi. So what are they arguing about? Abayavarava, bishinui kone. They're arguing about shinui kone. 1 second. Didn't we already suggest that in Amud Aleph? We already said that. They're not arguing about shinui kone. So Rashi here has two opinions. First opinion is that we're being chozerbo. And therefore the other opinion did not use Asher Gazal for to teach me this case. It is a machlokas about shinui kone. And there's a machlokas tanam, as we know elsewhere in Baba Kama, that some tanam say shinui is not kone. And that machlokas is about mahani or lo mahani. That's one day in Rashi. The other day in Rashi is that, no, it's just saying machlokas in how to understand psukim, but there's really no machlokas. 2 days in Rashi, how to understand this line. Right, Lois Rashi says in that first day, I said it in the opposite order. Rashi says, Lois Parishlon, to Levi Midi Binayu, Ela Tiruti Dani Tiufta. Just like Shini Kona, they give different answers. Oh, they give different answers. But really, there is no machlokas. Then it goes near Be'inai that there is a machlokas about Shini Kona. Okay, 2 days in Rashi. Lishna, again, there's questions about the Gersos here, but let's just do what we have. Lishna Achrina, Bahani Shinui Deshaninan. Right? These answers, that's the machlokas between them. That's Rashi's second day, that the first line is about a real nafkamina. And this is saying that nafkamina between them is just how you understand psukim. How you understand psukim. Period. Beribis kitsutsa, or lishnachrino, or another pshat. Beribis kitsutsa, la abaya lo meheder ribis, la rava meheder ribis. Or, maybe the issue is ribis kitsutsa. Yes, the other one said it was based on psukim, but now maybe we're saying, according to these opinions, it would be totally on svara. Abaya, again, which says Mahani, you would not have to return it. And Rabbi says, yes. But that's not true. That third possibility. Because Abaya holds, you have to be motzi at wa'ad amar Abaya. We have a story with Abaya. Hadi demasik b'chavri arba zuze birabisa. If somebody lends their friend money, and it's ribis of four zuz, v'yavi le l'malve glima dishavi chamsha barba, and for the ribis, a person gives the malve a shirt that's worth five, he owes him four in ribis, and he gives him a shirt worth five, ki mafkinan mine, when you take out the ribis from him, dalid mafkinan mine. You only have to give back four, because that was their planned ribis. The high zuza, the extra fifth one that the shirt is worth, b'matanuhu diyavle. Abaya says you're allowed to keep that fifth one, because that wasn't labeled as ribis. For Rava omar chamisha mafkinan mine, no, Rava says all five, my taima, kulit b'toras ribisa kasi liyade. It was all given as ribis. But either way, what do you see from that? Abaya also holds, you have to be motzi the ribis. Okay, the fifth one is a machlokas. So you can't say that ribis kitsutsa is the machlokas between them. So elaki, come in, forget, I have rabbi shini kone. Okay, but go back to what we said before. The only possibility is shinui kone. Period. Ad kan sugyas I oven mahani I oven lo mahani. Just to mention one shita, which we haven't mentioned yet, and that is a much discussed shita in the achronim of the achron, the maharit. The maharit, the tshuva of the maharit has a shita that is used to answer up a lot of questions. He holds that Rava only says I avin lo mahani if by saying that you would prevent the avera from having taken place. But if by saying lo mahani it's not going to change anything, then Rava won't say that. So for example, if I say yavo lo mahani by a kohen trying to marry a grusha, if I would say that that marriage doesn't work, what you're trying to do doesn't work, so you're saving him from being married to a grusha. So that's why I would say yavo lo mahani. But for example, the Mishnah in Chulin, which I think we mentioned, if somebody shech something on Shabbos, shchitas o ksheira, two questions are asked on that. Number one, isn't it shchitas mumar? That's Tosa's question. So you say maybe he's only mumar after the shchita, maybe only if he does it a lot of times. But the other question is, why not yavo lo mahani? The answer is no, because even if you say lo mahani there, you still kill the animal. You can say yavo lo mahani, so the shchita didn't work, but you still killed the animal and was or machal Shabbos. So you're not going to say lo mahani there. Lo mahani is only said where you could prevent the avera by saying lo mahani. Right, by gerushin, by one shegirish, by all these cases, basically where there's a chalos. But if it's all about the physical action, so then, right, if somebody tries to mix pasu b'chalav together, ah, yavo lo mahani. No, you can't prevent it. It's pasu b'chalav mixed together. So therefore, that's an important sheet of the Ma'arit that's used to explain certain cases. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Kol asher bo mum lo sakrivu. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, getting back to the Isser. Once we brought it up before, so we talk about it a little more. There's an Isser daraisa being makriv a ba up being makdish ba mum. Kol asher bo mum lo sakrivu. There is, by the way, a machlokas rishonim. Well, everybody agrees the Isser applies even to be makdish ba mum over. Which is a very interesting halacha and mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Gershom here says a beferish. He quotes that this isser is even by a baal mum over. The Rambam paskins that way. The machlokas is whether it's counted as two separate mitzvahs asei daraisa. Being makdish a baal mum kavu and a baal mum over. Hopefully we'll get to that in mitzvah shir, but that's in a couple of weeks. So, ma tam alomar. We got the 260 yesterday, those who want to join us. So what's the chiddush of saying asher ba'al mum lo sakrivu in below sishchatu? If the isser is that you're not allowed to shecht a ba'al mum, harik farim alamata. We already learned that. Elamata malomar bal takrivu, bal takdishu. Now let it be makdashit, as we have discussed. Mikan amru ha-makdash bali mum l'gabim mizbeach over mishum chamisha shemos. There are five averis that one could violate. Mishum bal takrivu. Not Pakatak, even on the side it says that these words are Mishulel Ksas Havana. Right, though that first one. What does it mean, Bal Takrivu? We're about to talk about each of the stages. So what does Takrivu here mean? So you can look it up there in the Tosefta. Bal Takdishu, you can't be Makdashit. Bal Tishkatu, you can't shecht it. Umishum Bal Tizraku, one cannot get what can be zorik the dam? Obishem bal taktiru or burn taktiru by taktar se murin. Ku bal taktiru bishem bal taktiru kulo. Omishem bal taktiru mixaso, even part of it. Omishem rabbias rabbi yuda amr af kabbalas adam. Even kabbalas adam, we're going to talk about that by the shem, that will be on tomorrow's daf. But this is the brisa, and now we analyze it. Omar mar. By the way, the there is a machlokas, maybe we'll talk about it more tomorrow, is there malchus? Is there malchus by being malchus shebal mum? Discussion in the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch. Beis Hashem, we will talk more about that tomorrow, but now let's just read the Gemara. Amar Mar, in Baal Tishchatu, Hari Amar Lamata, Heichan, so it already says, it's also the Shecht. Where? Heichan Amor Detanya. Averes, O Shavur, O Charutz, O Yabelos, Lo Sakrivu, all of these types of Bali movement, you can't be Makar, Matam Alamar, in Baal Takdishu, Hari Farmer Lamala. If it's that you can't be Makdash, it already said that. Elamata Malomar, Baal Takrivu, Baal Tishchatu. This must mean that you can't shecht a baal mum, a separate iser. Ve'ishelo sit nuba mehem elu ishim. This is the relating to the fire. Eli elakulon miksasa minayin. This is only all of it. How do I know even some of it? Tamalomar mehem. From them is also usser, being maktir, part of a baal mum. Zrikas dama minayin tamalomar alam isbeach. Lashem l'rabo seir hamishtaleach. Using a baal mum for seir mishtaleach is also asur daraisa. Says the Gemara, we'll get back to that. V'lashem l'rabo su. V'lashem includes seir mishtaleach v'atanya, but we learned it in a braisa. In the context of shchutei chutz, e-carbon, if it just says carbon, then you're not allowed to be makar of a carbon at shchutei chutz, shomei ani af kachi bedek abayis, and it grew carbon. I would have thought that even if you're shochet kachi bedek abayis b'chutz, it's your chayiv. Why? Because that's also called carbon. Kinyan shenemar vanak revis carbon Hashem. Tamalomer vel pesach ol moed v'chulu. No, it's the shchut lechud is only something that could have been brought into as a carbon. Harar the pesach ol moed chayav and alav mishum shchut lechud. Shein roar the pesach ol moed in chayav and mishum shchut lechud. So I exclude kachi bedek abayis. Otsi ani es elu v'lo otsi paras chatas v'seir mishtaleach shein ruuyin lepesach ol moed. I might have thought that I take out bedek abayis, but I include these other two that are fit. They're fit. They're not Bali. They're not Bedek Abayis. They are fit to be brought inside. Seir Mishtaleach could have been Lashem and Paras Chatos and the Parah Duma could have been. It's a kosher carbon. It's just done outside. Tamalomar Lashem Mishem Yuchadim Lashem Yatsu Edu Shem Yuchadim Lashem. So meaning the Brisa excludes Parah Duma and Seir Lazazel from Shchutei Chutz. So why do I include them for the halacha of Hakdashas Balmum? And I exclude them for the halacha of shchutei chutz. Are they included or excluded? Amar Rava, hasem inyan dekra. It depends on the context of the pasuk. Over there, look at the pasuk. Ve'el pesach l'rabos, lashem l'hotzi. Hacha de'isha l'hotzi, lashem l'rabos. So if we have to know what the previous pasuk was doing, and what is the next pasuk teaching me. I guess we'll stop here by Taima. We'll start with that because we're going to talk about the Seir Mishtaleach, and then we'll talk about Hakdasha of Bali Mumin. Is there Malkus or not? Beis Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow. Okay, we'll start with the Rataima. Hopefully, the Dapi'in Shir should be up on OU.org, and we will continue.